And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, as we get into the best part of the year here in Michigan with the weekend ahead of us, sunny and in the 80s, and much more of that to come, you'll probably be doing a lot more traveling and visiting family and friends. And while it can be a wonderful thing, it can also turn into an unpleasant experience if you don't know some simple rules. Kathy Bertone is the co-founder and former managing partner of a merger and acquisition firm outside of Washington, D.C. She now lives in Naples, Florida, and joins us from there to talk about her new book, The Art of the Visit, Being the Perfect Host, Becoming the Perfect Guest. Kathy, so thank you very much for joining us here on WILS this evening.
Mike, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm guessing this book, does it come from your own experience, and have you yourself had some fairly unpleasant guest experiences in the past?
Mike, it does. My husband and I own three homes all at the same time. So we were always having guests come to visit and stay for a weekend or a week or over the holidays. And some of those visits went very well and others didn't. And so, yeah, the tips in the book are really drawn from my own experience about how to have successful, stress-free visits with family and friends when they come to visit and spend some time.
Oh, well, that does sound very nice. So let's start right off the bat with visiting friends for a weekend. Let's say you're going up north to their lakeside cottage. How important is it to walk in the door with a gift in hand?
Oh, good question. It's very important. In fact, you never want to show up at a friend's or a family member's house for the weekend or even for a dinner party without a gift. And you want to bring, you know, more than just that usual bottle of wine, usually, if you are going to be spending a weekend or longer. So there's things that you can bring. You want to think about what the host likes, maybe some hobbies that they have, you know, if they're into gardening or whatever. Then you might want to bring a book or something else. So it's important that you bring the appropriate gift for the host. And also, I'll go a step further. If you're going to be spending a significant amount of time, and if you have any, you know, special needs, then you have to take that into consideration too. For example, if you're traveling with your children and your child may have some food allergies or some other issues, or if you're traveling with older guests, you want to make sure that you bring those things that are important for you to make the visit go as well as it can. Don't expect your host to be able to have all those things that they might not, depending on your needs.
So if you do arrive with young children, that can certainly lead to somewhat of a hectic environment, maybe for a host who may not typically have children there in the house. Are there some suggestions you have for keeping a fairly calm environment while you're visiting?
Yes, there's a chapter in the book called Hosting and Visiting with Children, and it specifically hits those issues, what you can do. And you said, I'm sorry, the host does not have children.
Yeah, let's say a host is used to a quiet home and suddenly he's got a couple crazy little kids running around and potentially breaking things.
Right. Well, the first thing you want to do as host is really prepare for the child's visit. So you want to put away any of those things that, you know, are really things that you don't want to have damaged. Maybe they're very special to you. So if they're fragile items, you want to put them away. You really want to prepare your house for children coming in. And that means, taking care of a lot of certain different things in the house, but definitely, putting away those breakables. And also, for the guest, you want to communicate with your host in advance and let them know, you know, that children are becoming and perhaps how to kid-proof the home. You know, I remember when I was entertaining and I was younger, a friend of mine came with her toddler. And, you know, in my apartment at that time, there were no round corners in the place, and there was an open staircase, and there was a balcony. So for the first day, we just went around literally child-proofing the home, and it took a lot out of time for the visit. So, again, if you're a guest and your host doesn't have children, it's nice to send an email in advance and just say what they can do to child-proof the home.
I'm talking to Kathy Bertone. She's the author of the new book, The Art of the Visit, Being the Perfect Host, Becoming the Perfect Guest. You can find her online at theartofthevisit.com. So once you've arrived as a guest, are there certain things you should keep in mind in terms of being a good guest? Of course, you're supposed to enjoy yourself, and I'm guessing the host is trying to make sure you're having fun. But are there things that sometimes guests don't think of doing when they're visiting?
Yes. And that's often a common complaint among hosts. which our guests come for the weekend or longer, and they really don't maybe help participate in the needs of the household, or they're just not really tidy and they leave their stuff all around. So as guests, you want to make sure that the host isn't doing all of the cooking and the cleaning, for example. You want to make sure you keep your place, you know, your room neat, or at least the common areas neat. And you also want to be what I call generous with time and treasure. And that means, you know, a lot of times, guests, especially again going back with children, you know, we have a lot of gadgets and a lot of electronics and things like that, and it's important that the guests really get into the visit, especially if you're talking about children and older folks. So you want to make sure that the kids and the grandparents or whatever really interact and have a good time. So the guests should definitely, you know, keep the place neat, and also it's important that you take the host out to dinner, or that, you know, if that's not in the budget right now, that you at least, you know, cook while you're there. So there's definitely things that the guest has to do and should do to make the visit easier and more enjoyable for the host.
And what about the host? I'm guessing the fridge should be stocked with food, but other than maybe providing some privacy for a guest, is there anything you think hosts sometimes don't consider in terms of making an enjoyable visit?
Yeah. What the host really needs to do, Mike, is plan in advance, plan events and activities really ahead of time. You know, not 2 days ahead, but 2 weeks ahead. And what they need to do is email those suggestions to the guests, again, ahead of time, saying, you know, this is what I think we might all enjoy during your visit, and give the guest an opportunity to accept or decline or maybe offer another suggestion. So, yeah, there's specific things that the host needs to do in advance. And, again, I go back to communication. The host really needs to email the guest and say, you know, what are some issues? What would you like to do during this visit? You know, what needs might you have? So, again, the host has to take the initiative to, ahead of time, ask those questions of the guest.
Well, what about these family trips? You know, a lot of families will rent a cottage for a week or so in the summer. Everyone gets together. Have you done one of these trips yourself before?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And now, how do you manage that? I mean, typically you have a crowded environment. Is there a good way to allocate space? Should somebody be getting priority? And how? What's a good way to kind of divvy things up so no one feels overburdened?
Well, that's another great question, because that's one of the hardships. And basically, again, I'm going to go back to advance planning. And if people are going to share a vacation home together, or families are, then one person in each family really needs to take the initiative and contact the other and say, okay, you know, here's the plan, here's what I suggest or you know, that we're going to do, and here's how we're going to divvy up costs. And in the book, I talk about a pay-per-bedroom idea, which means that, you know, if you're a family and you have four children, and then here comes, you know, a sister that isn't married or grandmother and she's alone, then you have to look at divvying up the responsibilities and the costs really on a per-bedroom basis. So that's one trick. Another thing you want to do, too, is plan meals in advance. And also, I'll go as far to say this, is you might want to even do an itinerary about the cooking and cleaning. So if families are going to be together for a week, one of the real stress triggers is that one person or two people often feel as if they're the ones doing the majority of the work. And that can often be a problem. So you might want to sit down at the beginning of the visit or before and say, you know, Monday such and such is going to cook, and on Wednesday we're going to go out, and on Thursday, you know, this couple is going to cook, so that the chores and responsibilities are really divvied up per family.
I do wonder now, if you are a host and something is happening with a guest you're not happy about, is it really right to address it and potentially make an uncomfortable situation, or are you kind of obligated to keep it to yourself until the visit is over?
Ooh, I love that question, because I really hit this pretty hard in the book. You have to be forthright, but in a nice, kind way. You know, it's not, you know, it's not more what you say, but how you say it in some instances. You should not, absolutely not, tolerate bad guest behavior. You know, it's your home, and you rule, and you have to have the strength and the ability to say to your guest in a polite and a nice way that, hey, you know, that's not acceptable, or we're not going to talk about that. You know, it seems sometimes that family members, you know, there's a little bit of stress, a little bit of tension, and people might bring up things from the past or things that happened, you know, a couple of years ago, or some family member that they're not happy with. And as host, it's your responsibility to either change the subject or say, you know what, we're not going to talk about that this trip. Yeah. Or even gently, you know, take your guest outside or in another room and say, hey, you know, this is really not appropriate, don't want to discuss it. So it is your responsibility to make that very clear.
Finally, as a guest, when you're leaving, I'm guessing you want to make sure everything's cleaned up, the bed is made. Are any other suggestions on how to make sure that things do end in a high note?
As you're a guest when you're leaving, you want to make sure that you take the time before you leave to, as you say, Mike, you know, make sure that, you know, the bed is stripped, or perhaps you want to ask your host if they want you to strip the bed, but to make sure that your room is neat and tidy. And you want to leave on a high note. You know, you want to take the time to not rush around, you know, in a frantic way, and, you know, be concerned that you're going to be late to the airport or whatever. So you really want to take the time to pack, maybe even pack the night before, so that that morning you can have a nice breakfast together. So you want to have a leisurely departure and not be rushed. And you really want to make sure, let me get this in too, that once you get home, you send a thank you note to your host.
Not an email, but
a thank you note, even if it's family.
Do you, with all the hosting you've done in the past, are you doing less of that now, would you say?
Well, you know, it's funny. Here in Naples, we get a lot of folks who come down during the season, during the winter season up north for you all. And so now I'm doing quite a bit of it. In fact, we got to the point where my husband and I said a few years ago when we first bought the house, we need a 5 or 7 day break between all these visits. Because, you know, for the host, it can get to the point where you've got to restock the fridge and you've got to, you know, do some things for yourself and take time for yourself. And that's another thing I talk about in the book too, Mike, where as the host, it can't be nonstop entertainment on your part. You really have to take time for yourself, and you have to make that clear to your guests. You know, this morning, guys, I'm going for a walk, or I'm going to go read a book or whatever. So as host, it's important that you do those things.
Kathy Bertone, her new book, The Art of the Visit, Being the Perfect Host, Becoming the Perfect Guest. Find her online at theartofthevisit.com. Kathy, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Mike, thank you. I enjoyed it.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.